We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davim and the Nachmishim Chan Yaakov Pepechos Eliomer and Kalim Perik Zayin Mishnah Beis. Dachon Sheyesh Bo Beis Kibul Kederos Tahor Mishum Kira. So the Mishnah begins by speaking about a shelf. You have a Kira and placed a place for two pots to do a stove in order to a movable stove, obviously. And you attached to that structure, you have a shelf. What's the shelf used for? So the Bar Tanura says, "Umakom bolet menakira." It's something that's a protrusion, something that projects from the kira. Kshemotziim hakadera menakira moshivin osa alosa blita. When you take the pots out of the kira, so it's much a large shelf. You're able to place the pots on that projection. Upa'amim yeshlo base kibul shtei kederos oshalosh. Very often is enough space. It's basically a receptacle in that shelf to hold two or three pots at a time. So the question is, what's the status of that shelf? Do we assume that that's considered part of the kira regarding the laws of tumah? So the Mishnah says it's tar mishum kira. Tar mishum kira means that it doesn't become tummy when the kira becomes tummy. It's considered a separate entity. But it's tummy mishum kli kibul. And obviously it's its own in its own right. It becomes tummy. It has a receptacle. It is earthenware. So it's becoming to mikabel tumah on its own. What about hatzdadim shelo? So here the Mishnah is speaking about the walls along the sides of this shelf. So here, there is a debate. It's true, the shelf in general, as a whole, doesn't become tummy along with the kira. But there is a part of that shelf that where we see a machlokas. Hatzdadim shelo, the walls on the side of that shelf, hanogea bahem, eino tamei mishum kira, something that touches them doesn't become tamei because of the halachos of the kira, which means that the kira becomes tamei. Things that touch the sides of this dachon, of this shelf, don't become tamei because the shelf isn't tamei. But harachav shelo, but the wide wall, rachav means wide, means that at the back of the shelf, where the shelf connects to the kira, so that's both part of the wall of the kira and part of the shelf. We remember kind of like the stones, where we'll split a stone, part tamei, part tor, what's being used as part of the kira to hold this pot connected to another stone that may be tamei. So the same thing over here. The wide, thick wall, the back of the shelf, where the shelf connects to the kira. So Rabbi Meir, although mitayher, he says it's tor, he thinks that that's part of the shelf and not part of the kira. Rabbi Yehuda mitame, he says, no, that back wall of the shelf is part of the kira. We don't consider that part of the shelf. And therefore, when the kira becomes tame, that becomes tame. Rabbi Yehuda believes that this section, this rachav, this wider area, the Bartunra says, why do we call it rachav? Shahadachon marchiv holech letzad akira karele rachav. Because it widens as it goes towards the kira, so we call that area, that wall, rachav. Rabbi Yehuda believes that this kira, this section is really primarily being used for the kira. It's only, secondarily it's being used for the shelf, so therefore we don't view this as like the case of the kira stones where we split in half. He says, no, this has the status of the kira itself. Then the Mishnah says, v'chein ha-kofe asasal v'oseh al-gabav kira. The same halacha, applying the same principle to where you have a sal. A sal, Bar Tanura says, has the status of kli eitz. It's metamishim kli eitz because it's made out of let's say a wicker basket. So you turn over a sal and you place the kira, this wide basket, and you put a kira on top. So the basket is very wide. The kira, which has earthenware vessel placed for two pots, is there, and there's room maybe to put other pots on top of this sal as well. So whatever we ruled regarding the dachon will apply here as well. That's what the Bar Tanura here says. Ubana al gabav kira. You built on top of this sal akira. Ubolet chutz the kira. It sticks out wider than the kira. Ukshebana alav kira. Verochav asal bolet chutz the dofne akira. Now we see the wall of the top of the sal, the width of the sal of the basket that you turned over upon which you put the kira. It's much wider than the kira, beyond the walls of the kira. Visovsim kideras alosa ablita. And you put some kideras on that side. Dino kidachon. It's going to be the same thing. thing. What do we could? How do we? The walls that go past the Kira, what status do they have? So we say they're also same status of the shelf, whatever we said. The basket is not considered part of the Kira. It doesn't become tummy, the Kira becomes tummy. It has its own status of a kli. So whatever wooden halachos apply to wooden kli would apply to this. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Kira shenech l'ka. Here you have a Kira. Here you have your earthenware stove. Movable stove with a place for two pots, two holes, really. So now think of it as something oval. So if it's oval, if depending on how you split it down from top to bottom, cut it straight through, you may be able to salvage, if you cut it widthwise, then you'll be able to salvage both holes, so you could still put a pot on either one, although the whole kira is not attached anymore. Each one is its own. It's like, may now I have two kiros. It's not a kirayim, but a kira and a kira. But of course, if you cut it lengthwise, remember it's oval, and you basically cut through both of those holes, you don't have a kira at all. So that's what the Mishnah is discussing. Kira shenech l'ka, it was divided. So if it's la'arka, if it's divided along its length, so then you basically cut through, you split both holes. There's no place to put a pot anymore. Tahor, it's not makabel tuma anymore. Ula rachba, but if you went widthwise, so now you just split it in half, but I have two holes, two separate kiros, so then to me it's makabel tuma. Kupach shenech laka. Kupach is a place for only one pot, so that's divided no matter how you did it. Bein la'arko, bein la'rachbo. Whether you split it lengthwise or widthwise, tahor, because you've cut, it's not mekabel tumah, because you've cut the hole. Chatzar hakira. Now we're speaking about literally the courtyard of a kira. What does that mean? So imagine a very, you have a base, as the Baratunera says here, ke'en machavas gadol. Imagine a very big pan. And there's a rim like a frying pan, but it's very, very big, very wide, and you could put the kira on that. So here you have it's like a very big plate, but there's a rim we're going to discuss. So and the kira is sitting on that, plenty of space on the either side of the kira in this chatzir. It's the courtyard of the kira. So the question is, what's the status of that? Of that chatzer regarding tumah, is it related to the kira? Not related to the kira. What's the height of the rim? So the Mishnah says like this: Bizmanshi gavoa shalosh etzbos. If the rim is at least three etzbos, or 3 fingers high, which remember all the way back, that was in Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. That was the minimum height of a kira. So then we treat this like the kira itself, and what mitama b'maga uva avir. That chatzer becomes tamei through either maga, where there's something tamei, dead sheretz, let's say, touches it, or even through the airspace. So, which means, when this chatzer, this courtyard of the kira becomes tamei, because let's say that something entered his airspace or touched it, something tamei, the kira becomes tamei as well. And if the kira becomes tamei, this chatzer becomes tamei also. But the point is that it has to have at least the minimum height of a kira itself. So the rim, this very large base, this machavas, upon which the kira is sitting, has to have a minimum of 3 fingers of a height in order to be mekabel tumah, but that's both bimaga uba'avir. And when it becomes tamei, either through maga or the airspace, so the kira becomes tamei as well, and the kira becomes tamei, we metamei this. Pechusimikad, but if the rim of this chatzer is less than the height of 3 fingers, so then we say that the airspace is not considered chashuv, to be considered a kira, and therefore it doesn't become tamei through the airspace. But we extend that because it doesn't have the height of the kira. It's not just that it can't become tamei through the airspace, mitocho, but even tumas maga it won't have, which means that that courtyard, that chotzer, cannot become tamei on its own. It is considered, though, a yad for the kira. So that's what the Mishnah means right now. Although, when it's pechusa mikan, if this chotzer is less than 3 fingers in height, mitama b'maga, that doesn't mean that it becomes tamei itself. It means if the kira becomes tamei, this chatzer becomes tamei. Why? Because it serves as a yad. We've mentioned this in the past. The yad of a clay cheres becomes tamei when the clay cheres becomes tamei as well. But in terms of transmitting tumah, to something else, once it becomes tame, because the kira is tame, that can only be done through maga, not through its airspace. But that kli itself, assuming the kira does not become tame, so that will not become tame if it's touched by a dead sheretz, or it's touched, or there's a dead sheretz in the airspace, because it's not really considered significant at all, because it doesn't have the height, the rim doesn't have a significant height. Now the Mishnah asks an interesting question. Kates and Misharinosa, how do we, assuming this chatzer upon which the kira is sitting, this wide pan, this wide plate, assuming that it does have a rim that's three, that's the requisite height, how do we figure out the airspace? Because it's a little complicated, because there is a kira that is sitting that's much higher than this rim. So if we think about the space between the top of the kira and the rim itself, so the Mishnah tells you that the airspace is not just going to be straight over. Let's say you have at the edge of this pan, of this plate, you have a dead sheretz in the that's hanging out. So it's not actually within the rim at all. So on the other hand, that dead sheretz may be hanging lower than the kira, which means it's not in the airspace of the kira. It's in the airspace of the plate that's below the kira, but it's not. But because the rim is not that high, the sheretz may be within the height of the kira, but not within the height of the rim of this plate. So how do we figure out what the airspace is, considering that there's a kira here as well? So that's what the Mishnah is asking. The wall of the kira is higher than the rim of this chatzer. So how do we measure the airspace by the height of the kira, the height of the rim? So Rabbi Shmuel Omer, this is what we do. We make a right angle. No sein es hashvud hypotenuse. No sein es hashvud milamalon lematan. You take a spit, but any straight object, and you draw and put it on a slant from the top of the kira towards the rim, and you lean it up against that. The airspace is the space between within that right angle. That's within that triangle. Ukenegdo mitama ba'avir, and that area opposite the spit, which faces the kira, will be the area where potential tum of the airspace of the chatzer would be able to come. Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov Omer nitmes hakira nitmes hachatzer nitmes hachatzer lo nitmes hakira. He disagrees with the Tana Kama on this issue. The Tana Kama holds that the chatzer becomes tameh, it becomes tameh on its own, assuming it has the requisite height, the rim is high enough, so the kira becomes tameh also. So, and of course, if the kira becomes tameh, it's certainly the courtyard becomes tameh, because that's, if anything, the kira is the primary kli. Well, the Yaakov says it only goes in one direction. If nitmes hakira, so then the chatzer will become tameh, because it's secondary to the kira. But nitmes hachatzer, if the chatzer becomes tameh, we don't say that the kira becomes tame along with it. The kira is not secondary to the chatzer. Since the kira is the primary kli, it only goes in one direction. If the kira becomes tame, the chatzer becomes tame. If the chatzer becomes tame, assuming it becomes tame, the rim is high enough, that doesn't mean that the kira becomes tame.